on the subject of technology,
okay,
the next film we're going to chat about is this documentary called Sisters with Transistors. Great name, great little doc. And it's all about the forgotten history of female pioneers in electronic music. So it's essentially all of these women who were playing around with, I mean, I am not a musician. I am pretty much tone deaf. I don't know what the names of these thingamajigs are called. They make curious noises. They're techie. There's a lot of cables. And it's all about these women composers. Like, they're musicians, they're artists, they're composers. They specifically play around with, you know, anything electronic that makes sounds. So they're creating sounds that had perhaps never existed before. And this documentary, it's pretty much like tracing an alternative, a forgotten history of women who were pioneering electronic music. And very often it kind of spans, it goes chapter by chapter. It's very much like, you know, dedicating a little chapter to a specific character, a specific woman. You know, I'm not going to list them all here. There's a very expansive website of the film, actually, that I recommend people check out if you're just interested in seeing those names and following those threads. But obviously, Delia Derbyshire is included in it. She composed the theme tune for Doctor Who, one of the most brilliant kind of female composers that lived, fascinating figure. And a lot of it is really curious because I'm a big fan of forgotten histories, of people who might have, for the many, many reasons that exist, you know, of how canons and histories are written, just get forgotten, erased, either because of forgetfulness or because of deliberate erasure. And this film does such a great job in kind of rescuing names. And a lot of these women, a lot of these composers were hugely successful in their time. They were either creating sounds that had never existed before, working on a really high level in, you know, in cinema, in advertising. It also really points at kind of how much more forward-thinking the commercial sector was. There's something that the script in this documentary says that really stuck with me, that I think kind of really summarizes the ethos of the film, which is what this line that said, the music in her head can finally be heard by others, which I thought was so poignant, because it's this idea of these women who are just tinkering with bits and bobs and cables and transistors, and they're making new sounds and they're creating something that they hear very clearly in their head, and they're able, because through technology, to share it with everyone and to build careers for themselves, to create a whole trend, to create a whole industry. And the fact that we don't know their name, each one of the women that is profiled in Sisters with Transistors deserves her own documentary, I would say. But as a starting point for someone who is not a musicologist, who's someone who doesn't know the history of music as much as, say, I know the history of film, absolutely loved it. Absolutely would recommend.